Hey there, amazing humans. It's Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood life coach here, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can totally rock your world. Letting go of self-doubt. You know that little voice in the back of your head that whispers, you're not good enough, or what if you fail? Yeah, we're tackling that today. Because honestly, who needs that negativity hanging around? Self-doubt can be like a persistent house guest that just won't leave. They stay up late, snore, and take all the good snacks. You deserve better than a self-doubt roommate. In this crazy, fast-paced world, it's more important than ever to believe in yourself and your abilities. When you doubt yourself, you limit your potential, you hold yourself back from amazing opportunities, and let's be real, life is way too short for that, right? So how do we kick self-doubt to the curb? It might sound easy, but trust me, it takes work. We're going to break it down into five key takeaways that are like little power-up tools to help you conquer those pesky doubts. Number one, recognize and name it. The first step is always awareness. If you're feeling that negative voice creeping in, call it out. Say to yourself, hey, there's that self-doubt again trying to throw me off my game. Sometimes just acknowledging it can weaken its power. Ever feel like your brain has a broken record stuck on I can't do this? Well, by naming it, you're interrupting the loop and taking control of the narrative. Number two, challenge those thoughts. Don't just let those negative voices run wild. When that self-doubt pops up, ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Or would I say this to your friend? Often, those doubts are based on fear and past experiences, not facts. By challenging them with logic and reason, you can start to replace those negative thoughts with positive ones. Number three, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, even the small things count. Being able to bake a mean chocolate chip cookie? That's a strength. Being an amazing listener? Strength. Remind yourself of your accomplishments, big and small. Celebrate your wins and let those victories fuel your confidence. Number four, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. It's so true. Hang out with people who believe in you, who lift you up, and who inspire you to be your best self. Avoid those negative Nancys who drain your energy and bring you down. Number five, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You human are going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, everyone struggles with self-doubt sometimes. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a part of being human. Let me tell you a story about this. I remember when I first started out as a life coach. I was so nervous. What if people didn't like my style? What if I wasn't good enough? Those doubts were swirling around in my head like a tornado. But then I remembered what my mentor used to say. Don't let fear be your guide. So I took a deep breath, put on my best smile, and jumped in with both feet. And guess what? It was amazing. People connected with my message, they found value in what I had to share, and I felt so empowered by helping others. It wasn't always easy, but I kept pushing through those self-doubt moments because I knew that I had something important to offer. So remember, letting go of self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel confident, and days when doubt creeps back in. But the key is to keep practicing these tips, to keep challenging those negative thoughts, and to never give up on yourself. You are capable, you are worthy, and you have so much to offer the world. Remember that next time self-doubt tries to make its appearance. Go out there and walk it. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little encouragement. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Let's keep the conversation going. And until next time, stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.